Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are looking at the United Nations General Assembly that kicked off today with President Emmerson Mnangagwa expected to speak tomorrow. Every year in September, member states of the United Nations have met in the General Assembly Hall in New York for the annual session, commonly known as the United Nations General Assembly. World leaders have been seen live on television over the years, sharing the stage and expressing their feelings over various issues. This year's session is being conducted through the internet and other platforms in light of the global health crisis caused by the COVID-19 pandemic.
The pandemic is not the only issue the world is facing. Racism, intolerance, inequality, climate change, poverty, hunger, armed conflict and other issues remain global challenges. According to the President of the General Assembly, these challenges call for global action, and the current session of the General Assembly is a critical opportunity for all to come together and chart a course for the future.
The theme of this year's session is the future we want, the United Nations we need, reaffirming our collective commitment to multilateralism, confronting COVID-19 through effective multilateral action.
This year, because of the pandemic, world leaders are sending in pre-recorded videos of their speeches, which are being broadcast as live. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa is expected to deliver his speech tomorrow.
Ongo Gorerino Gibbs, Tiriku Tarisa Gorerino Kuti, Gungano Ombe, United Nations General Assembly, Runeka Mu New York, Makoreose, Gorerino, Ovano Arkuita, Varku Zimba, Vatungamir Varkunyeka Zao, Vashtumira, Malai video recordings, Nenya Hureche, COVID-19. Mutungamiri wenyika vaemasini Mnangagwa varikutarisirwa kunge vachitaura mangwana musi wechina ndofunga nenguva dza3 dzemasikati kuno kuAmerica kana pasina chinenge chashanduka zvichireva kuti kuZimbabwe dzinenge dziri kumanguva dzekuma9 manheru nguva dzeusiku vachitarisirwa kutaura kudaro vaMnangagwa takanzwa nevane ruzivo vachikuburikidza nevanove munyori mubazi rezvekuburiswa kwamashoko vanik mangwana vachiruma nzeve kuti vaMnangagwa vachange vachitaura pamusoro pezvirango zvinonzi zvakatemerwa Zimbabwe nenyika dzekumawirira ndozvimwe zvezvinhu zvavachataura nenyaya yekutsigira kwavanoita kupiwa masimba kana kuti kuremekedzwa kwemadzimai women empowerment vachataurawo zvakare nenyaya yedenda recovid-19 ndozvimwe zvezvinhu zvatiri kuti nhasi tinge tichikurukura pano pachirongwa chedu tisakanganwa kuti iyo covid-19 iyoyi muZimbabwe yaabata-bata. Tine vanhu vakati wandei vafa vadarika 250 kana 225 vadarika. Saka ndozvimwe zvezvinhu zvatiri kuti tinge tichikurukura pano nhasi Gibbs.
Chonga, umhlangano weUnited Nations General Assembly sukalisile kurangale ke eNew York. Kuti ukalisa ke siyabona kuti kujaleke ukuti inkokeli yamazwe omhlaba wonke ithi gwaqa kurangale eNew York ku-Assembly Hall kuma-headquarters bekhuluma ngokutshiyeneyo. Kodwa ke siyake sibabone ukuthi babe bekhuluma intando yabo kulo nyaka siyabona ukuthi intando le babe beyikhuluma besebenzisa ke okutshiyeneyo. So siyabona ukuthi ke jonga khona manje kukhanya ngazane abantu bakhuluma kakhulu nge-COVID-19 lokunye okunjengenkitabetshabi kuzobuya ke kungazwani lokungalingani emhlabeni kanye lokukhudumala komkati. Sibone njalo nendlala, sibone njalo lwekulwisana jonge sikwazi ukuthi kuyamangalisa emhlabeni onke jikelele. Abantu bayalwa ngendlela engazani ayiqedakali. So umongameli ke obona nge-General Assembly uthi lesi sikhathi sokuthi abantu behlale ndawonye bekhulumisana ngodaba lolu bathi lokhu kuzayenza ukuthi babone ukuthi okuzayo kuyamiswa njani. Siyabona ke ukuthi isihloko sendaba yalolu nyaka sikhangele kubona manje ukuthi kambe abantu bafisa ukuba yini, njalo i-United Nations bafisa ukuthi ime njani, njalo ukuthi nxa abantu sebehlangane bonke bangabambisana njani ukuthi balwisane le-COVID-19. Nxa sisikhuluma ngokunye njalo kanye ngani ama-world leaders wonke athumezela ama-pre-recorded speeches abo ukuthi umuntu umbiko wakhe uyathumela kwangale e-United Nations ube sub-broadcaste ngani ulive abantu babe sebebukela. umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhangelele ukuthi uzakhuluma ke kusasa. Akhuluma ngokuthi yeneyo, sizwe ke umnumzana uNick Mangwana yena ongunobhala wogatsha olwethula imbiko esithi ukhanya ngani umongameli uzakhuluma ngezitshezo zenoto ezafakelwa abanye abantu abakubandla leZANU-P F. Kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Ndizvozvo Gibbs, nhasi tiri kutarisawo nyaya dzekuti mamiriro akaita zvinhu pasi rino kuburikidza nekuumbwa kweUnited Nations muna 1945 pane zvashanduka here, nokuti vazhinji vanenge vachitarisira kuti sangano iri rinofanira kunge richibatsira nyika zvikuru, dzimwe dzinenge dzichinzi dzisina kunyanyange dzine masimba kuti dzinge dzichinzwikwa. Ndo zvimwe zvatichabvunzawo tiku nekunzwa kunyanzvi dzedu. Pamusoro pezvo tichange tichinzwawo kuti madzimai ari kuremekedzwa here, vari kucherechedzwa here, yatingatarisawo kuti empowerment yemadzimai, women empowerment, ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatodawo tinge tichikurukura. Gibbs, you can introduce our guests.
So our first guest is Miss Nomsa Nekavana. She is a development activist based in London. We also have Mr. Mathula Lusinga. He is a political activist based in Pakistan. And we also have Dr. Simbama Vaza, who is a ZANU-PF member based in the UK. So we hope that Mr. Kenny Mangena is going to join us as well, and several other guests. So,
in addition, we also have Mr. Dewama Vinga, who is a human rights lawyer with Human Rights Watch. Mm-hmm. He's also with us right now. You can go ahead, Ben.
Now, let's start with maybe Dr. Mavasa. So we see that the president is expected to address the General Assembly on Thursday. What are your expectations?
Right. Firstly, we need to understand that the United Nations is born out of the World War II, but it's born out of the war to save the nations from the war. And it's supposed to be peace-loving organization. Now, when the president comes tomorrow, the first point he's going to talk about, he's going to motivate on the basis of peace to say, how can we have peace in Zimbabwe? How can we have peace in Africa if Africans are being sanctioned? So he's going to talk about the lifting of sanctions in Zimbabwe, because they are the things which are causing poverty, they are causing hunger in Zimbabwe. And the basis of that hunger causes rebellion, causes a lot of things. And if you are aware, hunger feeds into some extra judicial activities, which could be solved if the country is having every food, anything to eat, and without any problems in running its own economy. He's going to talk about the duty of the United Nations in uplifting the other nations who are literally suffering from the bullies of this world. So these are some of the things which he's going to talk about, and he will be thanking the United Nations and some good friends who assisted Zimbabwe in the fight against COVID, and a number of our trusted nations who had trusted us and who had stood by Zimbabwe despite the fact that Zimbabwe was under attack from social media, human rights activists, and a number of opposition members who had actually made it their duty to attack, soil, and spoil Zimbabwe's name. So the president is going to mention about that as well, and thanking those who stood by us, and hoping that all will stand by us as we continue.
Thank you very much. Let's switch over to Ms. Nekavana. So, Ms. Nekavana, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What are your expectations in terms of the United Nations? There are many issues that are going to be addressed, and one of them is COVID-19, the other is racism, and others, climate change, hunger, and so forth. So what are you expecting from, let's say, the president of Zimbabwe to address that will satisfy you as one of the Zimbabweans?
I don't know if I'm the right person to answer that question, because really I'm not in Zimbabwe at the moment, and I haven't been in Zimbabwe for a long time. I think when it comes to politicians in general, I don't expect much anything other than the nice long speeches, and after that we're going back to square one where we were, and they will tell us what you want to hear, and when it comes to action at the end of it, it's usually the same thing. So not just the Zimbabwean president, all the all the presidents or the prime ministers of all the countries. Normally, it's just the same thing.
Yeah, now sikhangela ke iCOVID-19 wena ufisa ukuthi iUnited Nations General Assembly yenzeni ngoba siyabona lakhona ngapho eBritane kuhlabile sibili umkhuhlane lokho okunye kumangalisayo njalo siyabona ukuthi liphele nzima sobona kanti bengenzani ezi General Assembly ngoba bakhuluma kakhulu ngokuthi kumele befocus kakhulu kumkhuhlane lo.
Yeah, if they do focus kumkhuhlane like here we've been through the worst and it seems like it's going back again. So qala ama numbers aseqala ukukhuphuka. Which I think the way they managed it here, khona lokuthi the social distance was the key issue that they really concentrated on. Sasihlale ezindlini even la manje sayisa ukuphuma ngaphandle or something like that. But uma sikhangela ekhaya abantu basebenzisa ibhasi kuthiwa okay social distancing but ungakhangela ama queues ebhasi. It's like it's more packed than what used to be. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they are really observing those World Health Organization regulations. I think if they really try to, I think the starting point, other than sanitizers, because other than all those things, I think they need to start with social distancing. Being a concentrator on social distancing, I think.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on the program. Thank you.
So the first question is, you know, what do you expect the world leaders to say, you know, when they grace the podium via, you know, recorded the speeches? So what do you expect from them?
Well, it's a huge disappointment. The UN General Assembly has become a talk shop, really. What world leaders should focus on is delivery, is the action. Don't talk about women's rights. Show us what you have done on the ground. So, for example, the Zimbabwe leader, it is pointless to go on to a global platform to talk about human rights when Joanna Mamombe, Cecilia Kibiri, and Netsema Roa are being harassed, abducted, tortured in Zimbabwe with no accountability. And when over 60% of the Zimbabwean population has no food security and depends on donors and food aid. So we need to have leaders who speak the truth and who are honest about, you know, the challenges that are there and who can confront the issues like, you know, rampant corruption. You know, there are no efforts to address corruption, and yet it is the single most devastating issue undermining development and human rights in Zimbabwe and across Africa. Even when you talk about COVID-19, you would realize that really there has been a lot of COVID-19-related looting and corruption, and it has not been addressed. So it's a huge disappointment, but I do not have much hope and expectation. It will be the annual talk show with a difference because of COVID-19, but in any case, not much to expect from leaders. We have become good at talking, but with little in terms of action. But we need to judge them on the basis of their actions to promote human rights, to promote democracy, to promote, you know, good governance. In Zimbabwe, President Mnangagwa is on a quick march to a one-party state. He is crushing the opposition and he is crushing dissenting voices, government critics. But these are the things that need to be addressed. We need to have the UN Special Rapporteur on torture to go into Zimbabwe and investigate independently the serious allegations of torture that we have received. And so I expect maybe it will not happen, that President Mnangagwa should invite the UN special investigators to say, we are open, come and see for yourself, we have nothing to hide.
Tonga, go ahead, sir.
Yes, ndinga tanga hangone kuchingamidza vadare vedu vadhova mavhinga navamavhaza. Vamavhaza matanga emuchitaura pamusoro pezvinotarisirwa kuti muchungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vange vachitaura mangwana kumusangano weUnited Nations. Mungangopakura nerurimi rwaamai.
Ndanga tiri kuti mutungamiri wenyika mangwana achataura pamusoro pemi kana kuti zvirango zvakatemerwa Zimbabwe. nekuti tenge chekuti isusu United Nations yakazvarwa kubva muhondo kuti ichengetedze nyika kuti tisapinde muhondo, asi haisi kubatsira nyika yeZimbabwe kuti ibve muhondo nenzara, muhondo nekushaya kuti upfumi hwedu ufambe zvakanaka, nekuti takatemerwa zvirango zveupfumi. Uyezve tinoda kuda vachataura pamusoro pezvirango zvakatemerwa, kwete Zimbabwe yoga, dzimwe nyika dzinofungidzira kunzi zvirango izvi zvakangotemerwa nekuda kwekuti pane vari kungodzidzvinyirira, vana maningi ndava vanongoita basa nekuda kungoratidza chisimba chavo pane dzimwe nyika. Saka uyezve muchanzwa pamashoko avo vachataura kuti United Nations yakataura zviuru nezviuru zvemashoko pamusoro perunyararo yatingati global peace, asi haina chayakaita in action kuunza runyararo kana ratingati global peace. But ndiri mukati mekudaro ndada kuti ndingoti batei zvishomashoma mashoko emukuru wangu vadhewa mazinga, kuti vadhewa mazinga, pane dambudziko rimwe chete rinoitika kana munhu achingoona dambudziko rinoda sando, anongotsvaga sando. Vamazinga vanongofunga kuti kana vamunangagwa vakasimuka kutaura vanofanirwa kuti ivo pacho zvavo vapiwe kana kuti murango wekutyora mitemo kana wekutyora kodzero dzevanhu, vabva vataura mazita ana Joana Mamombe nevamwe vasikana vairi vakambosungwa. Kuti vamazinga vangoziva kuti rwiyo rwekuti vasikana ava vakasungirwa mahara rwava rwiyo rwakaneta, nekuti iko zvine zvinyaya yavo iri mudare. Mudare vari kutongwa kuti vakanyebera nyika yese kuti vakapambwa iye vasina kupambwa. Saka isusu sevanhu vemuZimbabwe ngatimirire tione kuti dare rinozoita sei nenyaya yavo. Kana ichinge yapera tozotakakuridza mabhosvo ekuti Zimbabwe yakanganisa yerada haina, nekuti zvatiri kungoita izvo vamazinga tiri kungonyangadza zita renyika nekuda kwekungoti tingonzi tine zvatataurwa pamusoro pemitemo. Imi vamazinga segweta munonzwisisa kuti nyaya yendanga yapera mudare redzimhosva musati mapembera nepembe yenyu kuti mitemo kodzero dzavanhu dzatyorwa.
Maita basa Dr. Mavhaza, regai tinzwe kuna vamazinga. Pindai tinzwe vamazinga.
Ya, ndinotenda zvikuru sei. Handina kunzwisisa kuti vamavhaza vanga vachiti ndava nini wavakutaura ndiani, ndindava nini mangwana here kana kuti niki mangwana kana kuti ndiani. Muromo hauzarirwi nerwizi. Kutaura taneta kungonzwa mashoko ekuti yowe yowe tiri hurumende iri kutanga patsva, yowe tinoremekedza kodzero dzevanhu. Tinoda kuti tivaone nemabasa avo, zvibereko zvemuti uyu zvinoonekwa, kwete kungotaura chete. Nekudaro ndiri kuti vamunangagwa ngavatirega kuramba vachingotaura, ngavachimboitawo zvinotaridza kuti kodzero dziremekedze. Kushungurudzwa kwana Joana Mamombe, Cecilia Chimbiri naNetsai Marova nevamwe vakawanda ndeyekuti hurumende iri kuramba kuti hazvina kuitika. Ava vanhu havari kuti takapambwa, tikashungurudzwa, takatorwa mukati nemapurisa. Saka ini ndiri kuti ini misangano rakazvimiririra ndere United Nations rine nyanzvi dzinogona kuvheneka nekuferefeta nekuongorora. Hurumende yeZimbabwe ngaitendedze nyanzvi idzi kuti dzipinde dzizvionere, dzigotaurira pasi rose kuti ndozvatakawana izvi, kwete kuti nekuti matare edzimhosva tinoziva kuti vakarerekera kudivi rimwe chete rezanupf. Saka hatitarisire kuti vanenge vakamira samutongi gava maenzanise. Uyezve tiri kuti ngationgororei kuti panhu kungotaura ndezvipi zvakaitika zvinobatika zvakaitwa nehurumende yeZimbabwe kusimudzira kodzero. Vanongoramba vachiropora nyaya yekunzi zvirango zveupfumi. Ngatijekeseranei kuti sangano reUnited Nations harina kumbobva rakaisa zvimwe zvirango kuvatungamiri vezanupf kana nehurumende yeZimbabwe. Izvi zvakaiswa nenyika dzakasiyana siyana dzinosanganisira nyika yeAmerica. Saka hurumende yeZimbabwe ngairege kuti inyaudze pasi rose, ngaingopedzerana nevakairova neshamhii nemunyu yezvirango, kwete kuti ichange kutaura pamberi peUnited Nations. Saka ndoda tikukurudzira kuti nyaya dzekodzero mubumbiro remutemo reZimbabwe dzirimo, asi hadzisi kuremekedzwa, hapana chinobatika chiri kuitwa. Uyezve tiri kuona kuti vamunangagwa varamba vakambambashira kuti vaite sekuti vagadzire hurumende inenge ine bato rimwe chete rezvematongerwo enyika rezanupf. uyezvewo matare ezvimhosva vazhinji vachona vatungamiri vari kunzi vabve vati kwati-kwati nezanupf kana vachuchisi votizve kwati-kwati nezanupf mauto oti kwati-kwati nezanupf mapurisa oti kwati-kwati nezanupf saka hapana chinobuda chinobatika totongoti vana vezimbabwe vanenge vava kuchema kuvasirudzi kuunited nations kuti yowe tinzweiwo tioneiwo nekuti iko zvino mapurisa aifanira kuti ange ari kuchengetedza mitemo nekuchengetedza vanhu vese muzimbabwe vava kufamba vakapfeka mabhachi ezanupfmaitiro avo
somewewo mama nikavana when you look at women's issues they are being discussed as well at the United Nations General Assembly. So now, what do you expect can be, you know, discussed at the UN concerning women's issues?
Okay, personally, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. I think, especially with our situation in Zimbabwe, I try not to expect much. And saying that, well, they can do lots of things. Women at the moment, they don't have a voice. What is they've got a, whatever we think they've got a voice, they don't have anything to do. Then they come a lot of unemployment and everything else. I think until they do something, then we can believe that, okay, they can do this. At the moment, okay, I'm looking for from afar. There is much that I'm seeing happening in Zimbabwe when it comes to women. There isn't happening in Zimbabwe when it comes to so many things. So we're just praying that they come up with something and they do actually whatever they come up with than just being the speeches, and when they come, they tell us what they've decided and we don't hear about it anytime more. We don't want to hear much about anything. We want to see things happening. Mm-hmm. I think that should be the way forward.
Yeah. Masikhangele sibili inkosazana nekavana. Siyabona njalo ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe kulendlala, kulabantu abalambayo. Njalo kulabantu abafuna ukuthi banikwe uncedo. Siyakwazi ukuthi lawe unje uLemopano Foundation enceda abantu. So ke wena ubona ngani ke umhlaba wonke jikelele ungenzani ukuze ukuthi uncede ukuncede kuhlelo lezi lawo zenzayo ezinqabela indlala njalo lokuthi abantu bazuze imfundo?
I think kufanele uqale ngakhona ukuthi abantu bathole umhlabanyana. We don't need umhlaba omkhulu like Tina is more part of foundation. It's not like we need hectares and hectares. If we can get an hectare of land, that would be enough for us to sustain a project yet. Abantu bonke, they've got emakhaya kathesi izulu alikho. So that means abantu banini bafuna amanzi. Even emakhaya abadinga amanzi. Ukuthi balime. Bangalima. Abantu, I think, abantu bakithi mina ngakhula kulinywa. Ngakhulela emakhaya. So in a way, azange ngikhule khonokhona, azange siphiwe ukudla from anybody else. Thina sasisustaina ngesikhathi sikhula, ngesikhathi engakhula ngaso. Abantu, they can go back there, but now badinga lolu ncedo nyalo oluncane ukuthi baqalise ukuthi balime. Even ungasokulima, even ukufuya, na bengathola nje ongamagranti nyana ukuthi maybe bafuye imbuzi ezingu-5, omunye athole le nkukhu ezingu-10, then baqale khonapho basebenze benze i-barter trade. I think abantu bengaphila. But okwakhathesi abantu abalalutho. Abantu sebekulokhu zeni, sebene-dependency syndrome ukuthi bacabanga ukuthi idona kufanele ibuye lokudla ezobapha ukudla. Ungabaphi 50 kg today, next month yabe iphelile 50 kg, then they have to start again. Into abangayenza kuphela ukuthi bafundise abantu ukuthi bazisustaine bona. Whatever abakwenzela abantu, kufanele kwenzela abantu ukuthi baqale khonapho into yakhona ibaphilise kusiya phambili, not ukuthi kusasa futhi babuye bazocela futhi.
Yes, xa ufake nje ngesikhiwa briefly khonokho owathi ukhuluma ngakho mama kuzithi abantu bezwa bangazwa.
I think iZimbabwe at the moment is going into dependence syndrome, in donor dependence syndrome. I think maybe the government need to find a way of getting people grants to start something that's going to sustain in themselves. When I grew up in a situation, okay, I grew up in rural areas. We're self-sufficient, and we grew our own food. We had everything, we had livestock, we're growing crops, and we're doing everything, even selling. So if the government can try to get something, right now there's drought, which is a challenge for everybody, even people in rural areas. But if they can try something that would be suitable for whatever area the people are, let's say in Matabeleland, where I come from, there is drought. Maybe they can try start with projects of made boreholes, then they start farming like vegetables or whatever they can farm at that particular point, or even a few goats and a few chickens, and they start there. Then they can sustain themselves. Because if you give them a 50 kg of mealie meal today, next month they won't have it, so they'll be expecting you to come and give them today again, tomorrow again. So let's try to get those programs that people can get to sustain themselves, so that from you just give them something to start, then from all day onwards, they look after themselves. They don't have to come back to you for asking for more. I think that's all I have to say for now.
Yes, thank you so much. Dr. Mavaza, you heard Miss, is it Nakavana?
Yes.
Yes. Did I say it right?
No.
Nakavani. Nakavani.
Nakavani.
Nakavani. Sorry for that. You heard what Miss Nakavani said about women. What do you say? Because we have seen government, the government of Zimbabwe trying to introduce empowering projects and all that, but still, for women, that's not enough. Dr. Mavas.
I think Mrs. Nekevene does not understand the situation on the ground in Zimbabwe. Actually, men are complaining that there are so many projects for women in the country. There is actually a Ministry of Women Affairs. There is a Department of Women Affairs. There are organizations serving women's affairs with nothing for men. And that, it's, the reason is simply because by nature, men are the ones who are leading. But the reality of the matter is Zimbabwe has done a lot to uplift the lives of women in different areas. Even in Parliament, Zimbabwe is the only country in Africa which has come up with a quota system to say at least we must have so much number of women, such a number of women in parliament, such a number of women in cabinet. And women, like in Zimbabwe, the president of Senate is a woman, has been a woman for the past two parliaments. And we have got a number of senior ministers who are women. You see, the problem of women is not a political issue. It's the problem of women, it's women themselves. When they go up the ladder, they don't lift other women up the ladder. They put other women down. Like now, we have a problem with Zimbabwean women in the opposition. They all team against Kupe, who is a woman. They are supposed to help her with even a plan, tell her where she's wrong, and assist her. They have a woman leader, but they don't. They put her down. The most vocal people against women empowerment in Zimbabwe are women themselves. But we need to know that UN Women, the United Nations entity, is an entity dedicated to gender equality and the empowerment of women. So we must know that recently the UN, it launched a shadow pandemic public awareness campaign focusing on how to assist women. And this is another issue to be discussed in the UN in this sitting, and on how women have benefited. So in other words, women are not neglected. Unfortunately, women do neglect themselves and cry. And cry for. But one more point, I wanted to quickly go through. I'm sorry to say that, because my problem is I have three people I have to respond to in my 2 minutes.
You will still get your chance, but I wanted to, because Mr. Mavinga has been shaking his head. So before I go to Ms. Nekavani, I'll go to Mr. Mavinga and then come back to you, Dr. Mavaza. But just 10 seconds, finish what you wanted to say.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, in short, while Mr. Mavinga is coming to say something, he must realize that the United Nations is not sitting about Zimbabwean issue. So for Mr. Mavinga to say it must tomorrow talk about human rights in Zimbabwe and send a team from UN to see what's happening in Zimbabwe, that's a wishful dream. UN, the purpose for UN's meeting has nothing to do with an individual country's domestic issues. And Mr. Mavinga is 99% away from the truth.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. Mavinga, Pindura Indawana Mtisunza Msoro, go ahead.
Well, this is quite surprising that Mavaza is blaming women for not being empowered, blaming the victim, when we all know that really it has to be a government initiative, and there is nothing unique about having a few women in parliament or the quota system. Rwanda has got and has done much more in terms of gender equality. South Africa is way ahead. So let us not pretend that Zimbabwe has done something special. But I think what's important is to say the UN, the United Nations, is all about human rights. So we must talk about human rights values. And the president of Zimbabwe must not only talk about human rights values, but must take clear steps to fulfill those human rights values. And not just talk for the sake of talking, because we are tired of that. We want to see tangible results on the ground in terms of allocation of resources, in terms of clear steps, in terms of completely eradicating violence, gender-based violence, political violence. And also I want to say that, I mean, being women does not mean that they cannot have different views or political views. Why should they, all women in Zimbabwe, support Kube even though they disagree with her politically? Is that what men do? So we need to understand that people are entitled to their own political views and opinions. And it is quite wrong for Mabaza to suggest that all women should support Thokozani Kube simply because she's a woman. There is need for a political basis, a convergence of values, not just to say wherever you see a woman standing, then you say, let's agree. Because people should be free to disagree. That is what human rights is also about.
Thank you so much, Mavinga.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners can now find us on SES5 band and C-band transponders. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
Ms. Negevana, your take on that?
I didn't even hear what everybody was saying.
Oh, you didn't hear what they were saying?
I can only hear you for now.
Oh, I don't know what's going on. But what Dr. Mavaza said was that the government of Zimbabwe is doing everything to support women. But in contrast, it's women themselves who are victims of themselves because they don't support each other. Those up the ladder don't support other women who are still under that rung. And also, he mentioned that, like, for an example, the MDC issue, the MDCT issue, Dr. Thokozani Kube is being brought down by other women instead of them supporting her. That's what Dr. Mavaza said. But Mr. Mavinga said, no, it's the government that is supposed to drive these initiatives, not to women themselves, and then you blame women for that. And also, there's freedom of assembly. Other women think, they should not take it as a point that because I'm a woman, I have to support so-and-so because she's a woman.
Personally, I think when it comes to empowerment programs, people need to be taught from grassroots level. Because if you come to me today, you give me a grant, and without being taught what to do with the grant, or I think before you give the grant, people need to be empowered to know what to do. And if the grant was for a cooperative of women, I don't see how other women can support that thing because it will be theirs. I think it would be unfair to come in, in a place and give five women something, then you expect other women who don't have to support that person. I think it would be better and fairer if that was the case of, okay, in this place we need this kind of, okay, let's say we need 20 women from this area, we're going to do a project, then you teach them how to, whatever the skill that they need to sustain that project, and from there they go forward. I think it's doable. You look at these women in Lupane doing those weaving things. I think women can do it with a bit of support. That's all that I can think of. Anyway, I won't comment on that much on the ground. And okay, I'm not a politician. I'm not in any political party. I'm not ZANU-PF. I'm not MDC. I'm nothing. I'm just me. But the issue of Thokozani Kube, honestly, I don't know. I don't know what they are thinking. If the MDC is supporting that, I don't even know what they're thinking. Because on this, it's more like it's a power struggle other than anything else. Are they for the people? Then we'll be thinking, it's like now, over these past few years, MDC has never been in opposition. It's just like they're fighting each other. So it's not about women. It's about the power, in my view. So I like her as a person, but whatever they are doing at the moment,
I
hate politics more because of it.
I think I'm cut off a little bit. Mr. Mavaza and Tioma Vinga, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you clearly.
Yeah, okay. So let me go into another topic. You know, racism. What's the impact of racism on you as a person in London? And tell us whether this has got a direct impact on you as a Zimbabwean or as an African or as a black person. And how can the United Nations, you know, tackle this kind of an issue, Mr. Mavinga? Is it a problem, really?
Thank you. Yes, racism and other forms of intolerance, is like xenophobia, are a serious problem. And we experience it in the sense that, you know, when you come from Zimbabwe, like I do, and you meet people and you say, I am from Zimbabwe, you know, that then makes you really a target for derisive comments, because you come from a government that does not respect human rights, and therefore you come under serious attack. So I blame the government of Zimbabwe, really, for not doing more to show that as Africans, as black people, we can stand up in the family of nations and be champions, paragons of virtue in terms of human rights respect, in terms of good governance, in terms of corruption. But when you get into a taxi and you say at the airport, I am coming from Zimbabwe, and then the driver immediately says, oh, corruption, oh, human rights abuses, oh, your people are dying of hunger, they have no food, and yet there is so much propaganda. The same with South Africa, where we can talk of a brand of racism, really, which is xenophobia. Why we are under so much attack, including physical attacks, including some killings of Zimbabweans, is because our own government has let us down. It's because people are saying, why are you not in your own country? Why are you not developing? Why is there no space, political space? And so it's quite pathetic, really, that every time you get into these global spaces, you have to find a way of defending and speaking about how can we ensure that Africa can rise in a way that is pan-Africanist, but that also is respectful of human rights. There is a misnomer amongst the governing ZANU-PF people and others, really, that pan-Africanism is about disregard for the rule of law, for human rights, and for good governance. We need to make sure that these are not mutually exclusive. People must be saying, I am a human rights expert, I'm a pan-Africanist, and I am proud that this government is now taking steps to respect human rights.
Thank you very much.
Vatereri veStudio 7 vanotibata pamasaisai esatellite. Tine chiziviso chakakosha. Tinoda kuzivisai kuti VOA Africa muZimbabwe yave nemasaisai matsva anoti SES 5KU band ne C band transponders. Kana muchida kunzwa zvizere, endai pa website yedu ye www.voashona.com kana pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shona.
So, Dr. Mavaza, you hear him saying that, you know, pan-Africanism is a very, very important issue. But then the problem is, how can people have this pan-Africanist agenda when yet he's saying there's a problem back home? Address issues of, nepotism, address issues of human rights abuses, and all those kind of things. And you are in London, and you've seen a lot of maybe racism or not, you know. So what's your take on what Mr. Mavinga said?
Actually, the problem with my brother Dewa is that he's obsessed with attacking Zimbabwe on things which are not necessary. Racism has nothing to do with nationality of being a Zimbabwean. Racism is a belief that a race is a fundamental determinant of human traits and capacities, and that a racial difference produces an inherent superiority of a particular race. So it's about race, not about nations. So racism in England, America, or everywhere, it's a white person against a black person. This has nothing to do with Mnangagwa or Zimbabwe. So you see, the problem we are having is that when people start looking back and frown on the name of Zimbabwe, it's because of people like my brother Dewa here, who thinks everything you say must say Zimbabwe is wrong. There's nothing wrong. Zimbabwe is not contributing to racism in every way. So the United Nations must talk about racism. We've got a number of black people being killed in America. Those are not Zimbabweans. They're killed by white officers for some crimes which a white man could not be killed for the same. We've got people here in England who cannot get jobs because of their color, but they're not told that way. There are people here who can be harassed by the police because of their color. You'll be stopped. You are likely going to be stopped in London 10 times, asked to produce your passport or detained for immigration matters, and then released later when they discover that it was a mistake. Not because of Zimbabwean, but because you're black. So when you speak of racism, let's not mix about your feelings and your lack of love for Zimbabwe or for Mnangagwa or for ZANU-PF. But let's be fair for the first time. As a human rights activist, Comrade Mazinga, I expect you to be above bias. You are seriously 100% naturally and born biased against your own country. And that's a shame indeed. So racism can never be ended because Mnangagwa has done something different. Racism has nothing to do with how people are being treated. So the only point I can say you should have raised could be simply saying Zimbabweans treated badly by other Africans in South Africa, Nigeria, and other countries. Yes, we say they are in that country because of situation at home. But we are not saying that they are being racially abused because of Zimbabwe. Racism is against everybody black.
Thank you very much. Let's see whether Nekavana is around now. Nekavana, can you hear me? Hello, Nekavana, can you hear me? So I'll ask Chonga to pose this question for me, for Nekavana in Ndebele, on how best we can address issues to do with poverty. We know ngenzakala ukuthi kulungiswa poverty emhlabeni wonke jikelele. So ke zacetha uJonga azama ukuthi ambuzele umbuzo lowo kuNekavana. Uyangizwa kanti sike Nekavana? Yeah, ambuzele umbuzo lowo Jonga.
Yes, Ms. Nekavana, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, but you cannot hear what Gibbs is saying, I think.
Yes, so
no, I didn't hear what Gibbs
pose that question for me. Jonga,
okay, Kuluma, Gibbs, Utin.
Yeah, so how best can poverty be addressed by the UN and other organs worldwide? So can
yes, Ms. Nekavana, he wants you to respond in Sindebele how poverty can be best addressed by the United Nations.
Yes, Sindebele.
That will poverty. I can I put that in there?
You can mix with English. You can mix with English.
Ukuswela kwabantu eZimbabwe specifically ngoba kulapho esivela khona. I think kuningi okubangela khonoko, okokuqala lizulu, okwesibili kuswela umhlaba lezinye izinto lokuswela imisebenzi nayo yonke into. Ukuswela imisebenzi abahlala emadrobheni vele kunjalo asikwazi ukuthi how they can do it. Kodwa ngokulima abantu bangaphila. I think United Nations la president wethu labo bonke abasezikhundleni ezingulu, I think if bangafika khona ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi abantu bathole umhlabanyana ukuthi bakwazi ukuzilimela, I think ngezinye indlela kungazameka ukuthi bakwazi ukuziphilisa. Khathesi ilizwe lakithi lidependa ekuceleni ebantwini, lidependa ukucela kuma-donors. Khathesi bekuyi-COVID yona le. Ubona esithombeni ku-social media, it's all about abantu bepiwa beze bepiwa ikhabiji ikhabiji akusona into ofanele ukuthi ngabe yapiwa ngabe abantu bajabulela ukuphiwa ikhabiji ngabantu ikhabiji fanele ukuthi ngabe abantu abazilimela yona okwakhathesi abantu abalamanzi noma ungaba la umhlabanyana wakhona awulamanzi iblawa injana lapho emvela khona mina amanzi awekho avitime amalokithi wonke alamanzi abantu bahamba bethwele izigubhu amabhakete edrobheni besezikosho kungenye into mina enzisa ubuhlungu and engenza ngibe lisize ukuthi ilizwe lakithi elifika kuleso stage ukuthi umuntu olihlala edrobheni usofanele ukuthi layathwala ibhakete esiyadinga amanzi okunjalo kusho ukuthi phela ngiyakakwanisi ngamanzi ahambe ayadinga le esikosho ukuthi athelele ichomoli yakhe lapha yikho khona ukuthi nasofike kuthini baphiwe ikhabiji bejabulela ikhabiji into abangazilimela yona engadanini yena yabona lana encane I think if they can really concentrate on those things ukuthi abantu babe le ndlela yokuziphilisa noma ukuthi umsebenzi ayikho vela kulamsebenze lokhu zeni emakhaya ngoba kusela la mafactory yonke into but if abantu bengakwanisa ukuziphilisa bekwanisa even sikhula abantu babehamba besebutswana besiyawuthi izinto babe bazothengisa kodwa kwakhathisa basakwanisi because imali yakhona nani start yabangaselayo so I think vele okukhulu kakhulu ukuthi abantu baphile imhlaba
yes Ms. Negavana your camera is yes you are off cut now that way now you are I think that's good you are yes. Centered okay Kuluma
Yeah, I mina ngicabanga ukuthi nabantu bengathola ngumhlabanyana baphiwe uyistathinyana baqalisa ukuziphilisa abantu bangaziphilisa abantu abahluleka abantu bayakwazi ukwenza izinto abantu bayakwazi ukubaza abantu bayakwazi ukukhathesi lo muntu obazayo akakwazi ukuzothengisela abantu ngoba kulaa muntu okwanisa ukuthenga leyo nto azoyibaza umuntu ongalima amakhabithi yona layo i-50 cents yekhabithi akalayo omunye umuntu angekho ozoyikwanisa i-50 cents yakhona abantu bezimbabwe abasebenzayo bahola imali encane ukuthi imali yakho nayikwazi ukuthi afide abantwana bakhe igross so nake ngaqala maybe ekwazi ekwenzeni ukuthi kukhulunywe ukuthi abantu bengancediswa kanjani bafundiswe izinto abangazenza nangafika kuthiwa kuya-agriculture nanto baqalisa ukufundiswa khompa ukuthi okay usiwalimile amakhabithi akho na usiwalimile wawomisa njani owaphakeji njani wathengise njani I think yizo zona ezezinye izinto okufanele ukuthi abantu bazifundiswe then bakwanise ukuziphilisa
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gibbs. I think you heard that clear and loud.
Very, very clear, yes.
Umsakazo we-Voice of America osakaza kuzwekazi le-Africa okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa i-satellite SES 5 ku-band le-C-band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet. Livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obe-Facebook ku-VOA Ndebele laku-Twitter ku-VOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.
Okay, maybe ndibuyisa muvunzo kunava mavinga kana vanyautsa zvavo pahuro. Nyautsa izvenyu pahuro muendizvo.
Ngakuuye zvomuvunzo. Thank you.
Yes. Ndandichida kunzwa nyaya yenyaya yekunzi kuenzana kwenyika kuUnited Nations nokuti ndiye imwe yenyaya ichakurukurwa nezvayo yekuti dzinge dzichiita mushandira pamwe dzichitariswa nekuenzana tiri kunzwa dzimwe nyika diki dzinosanganisira Zimbabwe dzinogara dzichichema kuti dzinotariswa pasi nedzimwe nyika dzakasimukira nyaya yakadaro iyo ingagadziriswa sei neUnited Nations
hongu kana zvichicherechedzwa pachikero chemasimba pasi rose pasi peurongwa hweUnited Nations nyika dzese dzakaenzana asi tinoziva kuti zviri pachena zvichienderana nenyaya dzeupfumi nemashandiro anoita nyika dzakasiyana kune dzimwe nyika dzine simba rakawanda zvikuru sei kudarika dzimwe ndokusaka kuUnited Nations kuine nyika shanu dziri pamusorosoro dzine masimba akapfuuridza dzinosanganisira yeamerica Britain China Russia neGermany. So tinoda kuti tijekese kuti iko zvino tinoda kukurudzira hongu kuti nyika dziyenzane asi imwe nzira inoita kuti nyika dzitange kuremekedzwa pasi rose inyaya yekuremekedza kodzero inyaya yekushanda zvakanaka nevanhu izvo pane mutemo uriko iko zvino chitendrano chekuti kunyange zvazvo nyika dzakaenzana hapana nyika inofanira kupeta maoko kana vanhu vachikorerwa kodzero dzavo nekuti United Nations yakazvarwa mushure mehondo yepasi rose yepiri yakapera muna 1945 kureva kuti donzo reUnited Nations nderekudzivirira hondo dzakanyanya uyezve rekusimudzira kodzero dzevanhu kureva kuti dzimwe nyika ngadzirege kufunga kuti dzinogona kuita zvadzinoda madire panyaya dzekodzero nekuti dzine zvadzakawirirana neUnited Nations zvakatarwa zvekuti simudzirai kodzero dzevanhu vese shandai nenzira dzakarurama uyezve ndiko kuti muremekedzwe tinoona kuti South Africa panguva yava yaitungamirwa namushakabvu vaMandela yairemekedzwa zvikuru sei nenyaya yemuono wekuti vaMandela vaifamba mugwara rekodzero dzevanhu ndozvoda kuti zviitwe neZimbabwe kwete kufunga kuti kukwira pachuru nekupopota ndiyo nzira yekuti ndionewe kana kuti ndidzikwe kwete kusimudzira kodzero ndokunoita kuti nyika iremekedzwe ndozvatinofanira kuti tizive nguva nenguva izvozvo.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Maybe you can wrap it up in English. 30 seconds. The same what you said.
The UN is, nominally there is equality of all nations under the UN. But one of the things that we know is that there are some countries that are more powerful than others economically, politically, and financially. And so they exert more influence. For the rest of the global community, one way of gaining recognition globally within the UN is through respecting human rights and following the fundamental values of the UN. We know that the UN was born out of the end of the Second World War, a devastating war conflict, and the idea was to say, how can we avoid another global conflict? How can we promote human rights? So those UN values must be seen through for the global community to begin to respect different countries. And particularly for Zimbabwe, the message is, it is really not about going on a hilltop and shouting propaganda to gain recognition. It is about the actions, practical actions on the ground towards fulfilling the UN agenda that can gain recognition for countries that are really powerless politically and economically like Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Gibson may have a question or some information to add on that.
Yes. So, Dr. Mavaza, when we look at issues to do with human rights, it's a very topical issue in Zimbabwe, and we know that the Zimbabwean government has not been directly addressing that issue, saying there's no crisis in Zimbabwe, and yet some world leaders are saying there's a crisis in the country. And maybe one day, it may be discussed at the UN. And we don't know. Sometimes we had some people who went to the UN to demonstrate outside the headquarters. But this time around, all this is a virtual meeting. So now, can Zimbabwe really address this human rights issue?
Thank you. As you know, Zimbabwe is already addressing the human rights issues. The problem we have is the mouthpiece of the human rights abuses in Zimbabwe are the people with a vested interest in tarnishing the image of Zimbabwe. We have a problem where people say if they commit a crime and they are arrested, they call it abuse of human rights. And for example, when Mamombe and that Tsitsi girl and Job Sikala, Chingono and the rest, they committed crimes in Zimbabwe. And they were arrested. Even though the crimes could have been a result of a political statement, whatever it is, the bottom line, it was a crime. And they are now in the hands of the judiciary. Job Sikala was given bail this afternoon. And people still think there is abuse of authority. No, if the Zimbabwean government was taking the laws into their hands, I, for one, I wouldn't have left Job Sikala to go out. I would put him in. So you'd see Zimbabwe is not vindictive. It is a law-abiding country. It respects its own constitution. And again, the issue of taking this whole case of Zimbabwe to the United Nations is far-fetched because you can take it to SADC or to African Union, there are organizations or arms of organizations in the UN who can deal with an individual country over the issues like this. Unless if it has an issue of genocide at a great proportion, then we'd say, yes, UN must come in. So in this answer here, there is no reason whatsoever for UN for even to sit down and think about Zimbabwean way of doing things.
Thank you.
But I was going to say just 2 seconds.
Yes, exactly 2 seconds, yes.
I'm going just to respond to Mrs. Kavanas.
Nekavana.
I do agree with her, but the other point that I just wanted us to point is that there are quickly 10 points, I'll just mention five, which can help eradicate poverty. Number one, the United Nations must help to develop and implement a rapid and sustainable economic growth policies and the programs in areas where people are lacking or suffering, and in the things like education, health, nutrition, and in sanitation. So the UN must help or put pressure on countries to come up with sustainable development programs and improve management of water and implement agricultural programs.
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. Yeah. We only now have 3 minutes or less than 3 minutes to wrap up. Gibbs, you may throw a question to Ms. Nekavana.
Yeah, Terry, just want to hear your last word on development and other issues, if she can hear me.
Yes, Ms. Nekavana, your last word on development and women-related issues. Ms. Nekavana, can you hear me? Oh, she can't hear us, Gibbs.
Okay.
Maybe we can throw that question to Mr. Mavinga, your last word.
Yeah, thank you. I think the government of Zimbabwe should stop paying lip service to human rights and empowerment issues. It must focus on deliverables, on clear action, and demonstrable results, results-based management. Talking is not enough. Talking does not help. Promises should now be delivered because this government has been in place for too long. It needs to deliver and stop talking too much.
Maitawa mavinga nerurimirwa amai mashokwenye upesera.
Hurumende yeZimbabwe ngairege kuramba ichingotaura nekuti kutaura muromo hauzariri nerwizi. Iko zvino yava nguva yekuti ichizadzisa zvayakavimbisa panyaya dzekodzero zviri mubumbiro remutemo renyika ra2018 ichiratidza matano ari kutorwa anobatika nemari dziri kutsvetwa kuti isimudzire vanhu vese munyika uyezve iratidze kuti zvachose chose inoremekedza kodzero dziri mubumbiro remutemo uyezve dzakatarwa pasi pe Gungano re United Nations.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Your last word, Dr. Mavaza.
Thank you. Just to say, Zimbabwe is no crisis, and we wish the president a very good speech tomorrow, and that to implement, the United Nations must implement what these countries are coming up with. And just to say in short, the issue of equality of the countries in the United Nations can never be solved. And my brother has been wrong to say all the countries are equal in the UN. They are not. Some countries have got veto powers. Some don't have. Some are permanent members of Security Council. Some are not. So there is no equality at all. And that is the other issue the other countries are going to raise this in this session. And we are hoping for the first time in this session they must accept it and look into it and treat each country as an equal partner in UN.
And we expect the president to say something on sanctions, right? 1 second.
Yes, we do. Yes, the president is going to talk about sanctions, and we would support him in that the United Nations must put its weight on the nations which are applying sanctions on us, that is America and the nations in the EU. And their reason is not anything else, but it's
Thank
only for
you.
Regime change. Which
Thank
is
you
wrong.
So much. Sigisti Kajga gives.
We thank our guests this evening. Ms. Nomsa Nekavana, a development expert, Dr. Simba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, and Tewoma Vinga, a human rights lawyer. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube. Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Gandemiri saying thank you so much to our guests, and good night, Zimbabwe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.